Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful meditation journey. The morning meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. Each week there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to help you create the space to move forward toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is you and the sixth dimension connection. You and the sixth dimension connection. So let's get started, making sure that you are in your meditation position with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice, easily, gently. And again, take a nice deep breath all the way from the tips of your toes up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale easily and gently. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk. And that tree trunk has roots that go all the way down into the center of the earth. Nice, thick tree trunk. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. And this large bubble is over your head, under your feet, in front, in back, on all sides. This is your aura bubble. And this aura bubble has a nice, stiff eggshell edge to it, and it's golden in color. Now you are sitting on top of this tree trunk where you are like one with it. It's very strong. That tree trunk has you grounded into the center core of the earth. Your nice aura bubble is surrounding you with that stiff edge to it so that it is helping you to stay protected. And bring that aura bubble in close around you so that it's about 18 inches from your body. And imagine out 3 feet in front of you, outside of your aura, is a giant flaming wall of violet vibration. So it's a giant violet flaming wall that's burning from the ground up outside of your aura. And continue to breathe nice, easy, deep breaths. Nice, easy breaths. And as you exhale, I will ask you to clear the chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along the spine, and each chakra helps to balance and regulate different aspects of your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And so begin taking in a breath right at that first chakra, which is the base of your spine, and draw that energy all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale. And these 7 primary chakras are along your spine, and beginning by putting your focus on the first chakra at the very base of your spine, or the tailbone area, the second chakra 2 inches below your belly button, and the third chakra right behind your stomach. And I want you to again draw the breath up from the base of your spine all the way up through to the top of your head, and then exhale out through your first chakra, your second chakra 2 inches below the belly button, and the third chakra behind your stomach. And as you exhale out through these chakras, you are clearing the energy of survival, how you take care of yourself, feed, clothe yourself, your career, your home, your health. Let go of any energy that would keep you in survival mode instead of thriving. As you continue to breathe deeply and exhale out through these three chakras, let go of any fear that you may have and all the feelings associated with fear. Let it go. And let go of any energy, any sexual energy, whether it was traumatic from the past or a partner that you have currently now. Just clear their energy out. You want your energy for yourself. And let go of any energy that would take hold of your power. Whatever addictions you may have, whatever has a hold on you, if someone else controls you, or even if you try to have control over it, let it all go. Very good. Continuing with that breath, nice, deep, and easy breath, and exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras. And now let's add the fourth and fifth chakras. As you continue to breathe deeply, when you exhale, also breathe out of the fourth chakra, which is behind your heart, and the fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. Very good. And continuing to inhale up from the first chakra and exhale out through that fourth and fifth chakra, where you have lots of energy in terms of letting go of not loving yourself, let go of any lack of forgiveness, let go of any and all energy that would keep you from completely feeling worthy, confident, loving unconditionally yourself, others, and life as it should be. Let go of any energy around the fifth chakra where you may have not been able to communicate clearly. Maybe you have issues around listening, so let go of whatever may keep you from fully listening to someone else or speaking and communicating in a way that other people understand you. Just clear all that energy. Very good. And release all the energy that would keep you from feeling blocked in your true creative spirit expression. For as a divine spiritual being, in the fifth chakra, you express the full creative nature of who you are. So let go of all that energy that wants to stop you, hold you up, keep you from expressing the true essence of yourself 100% and fully. And put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras as you continue to breathe easily and deeply. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head. The seventh chakra is located at the top of your head. And let go as you exhale out through the sixth chakra in the center of your head any energy around judgment of any kind. If you are unable to see yourself, others, and life the way that God does, as perfect, just the way it is, then let go of all of that judgment, the criticism, the complaint. Allow yourself to exhale out the perspective that keeps you from seeing the fact that energy in every form is perfect and for your best and highest good. And as you exhale out through the seventh chakra as well, let go of that energy that would keep you from knowing what you know. Let go of the energy that has you intellectualizing, rationalizing, analyzing various situations rather than just really, truly, completely being aware of and knowing what you know. And as you inhale from the base of your spine all the way up through to the top of your head, exhale out of every chakra. No matter what energy is in what chakra, the violet flame gently receives that energy. It takes it from you. So allow the energy to come to the surface, to move into your aura, and to be gently sucked out of your aura and received by that violet flame. Breathing easily yet deeply as your intention is for the release from the first chakra at the base of the spine, second chakra 2 inches below your belly button, third chakra behind your stomach, fourth chakra behind your heart, fifth chakra at the base of your throat, sixth chakra in the center of your head, and seventh chakra at the top of your head. Very good. Keep your attention on the violet flame as you breathe deeply and release the energy in these chakras. Survival, fear, lack of your own self-power, lack of self-love, and love for others. Release any energies blocking you from full communication and spirit expression. Let go of judgment and of overthinking a situation rather than knowing it. And continue to breathe as I talk about this week's focus, which is on the sixth dimension and you connection. The sixth dimension is one out of 9 dimensions, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness that runs from the center core of the earth all the way up to the surface of the earth, up through you, and all the way up through your spine, out the top of your head, and it continues to go all the way up into the cosmos, into the universe, and into the Milky Way. And as I speak, allow the energy that comes up to go into the violet flame as you breathe deeply, releasing whatever sounds, sights, visions, feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs, and physical sensations that may be present, just let them go into that violet flame. The sixth dimension is the realm of geometric forms that replicate as plants, animals, humans, and material objects in the third dimension. This is called morphogenesis. And for example, the idea or thought of a dog actually exists in the sixth dimension. And then there are several that become replicated in this third dimension. So it's an absolute, which is why what you think becomes manifested from the inception of the idea in the sixth dimension all the way through to the third dimension. It's also the dimension of human spirit body, making it possible for us to read the different vibratory ranges and energies that define our bodies, our emotions, our thoughts, and our souls. Now, our spirit body knows when to take energy in, when to block it, and when to mirror it to its actual source, even though we may not be conscious of what we're doing. So take these nice, deep, and easy breaths and continue to breathe deeply, focusing completely on your breath. As you breathe, notice if your breath comes from all around you. Does your breath actually come from all around you? Or does it come through your nose or your mouth? Take another breath, and as you do, bring the breath into the front of your fifth or throat chakra. Bring that breath into the front of your fifth throat chakra, and exhale out the fifth chakra in the back of the throat. And again, inhale through the front of the fifth chakra, and exhale out the back of the throat at that same chakra. Pay attention to how you are inhaling and exhaling through the chakra. Notice what happens as you keep breathing in and out through the throat chakra. When air comes into your body, are your shoulders also filled with air right in the middle of them, right where they meet across your back? Are you noticing that? And visualize your shoulders are like feathers, meeting at the middle, at the base of your throat. How light can you make your shoulders right now? And as you continue to breathe, are they rising and falling gently and gracefully with each breath? Paying attention to this area. Now there's an outer layer to your body. This is actually where your aura is. and imagine it as the bubble now is being folded like an envelope with energy on the inside and a stiff surface holding it all together at the edge and outside of it. So experience your aura bubble very much like the shape of an envelope. Do not intellectualize it. Just allow it to be however it is. And just get a good sense of what it's like. Now put your attention on the left side of your body, and you're still breathing easily and gently. What does the left side of your body feel like? What does it look like? Put your full attention on that side of your body and experience it with all your senses. What's coming up? How expansive away from your body does the feeling go? And now put your attention on the right side. And as you put your attention on the right side, still breathing easily and gently, allow the breath to move in and out of your fifth chakra at the base of your throat. What does that feel like on the right side of your body? What does it look like on the right side? Put your full attention on that side of your body. And again, experience it with all your senses. What's coming up? How expansive away from your body does this feeling go? Is it different from the left side? Focus now on the space in front of your body. Really tune into what you're feeling, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling. Whatever it might be, in this part of your space. What happens every time you take a new breath into and out of this space? Be aware of what you are experiencing and keep breathing. Do the same now for the space in back of your body. Begin feeling, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling this part of your space, whatever comes up, however you receive it and experience it. So what does the back of your body look like? See it with your inner eye. Perhaps you feel what it's like the sensations that are there. Maybe there's a smell to it or a sound. What happens every time you take a new breath into and out of this space? Be aware of what you are experiencing and keep breathing. Move now to the space underneath your feet. What do you feel? What do you see? Is there a taste or smell? Is there a sensation? What are you experiencing beneath your feet? How big or how small is that space? Tap into this space and connect with everything that's there. And just keep breathing. It's time to focus your attention now on the space above your head. Is it large or small? How much space is actually there? What does that space look like? See it with your inner eye. Perhaps you feel what it's like or even smell it. What happens every time you take a new breath into and out of this space? Be aware of what you are experiencing. What do you feel? What do you see? Is there a taste or smell? A sensation? Continuing to breathe and be aware of that space. Now play with and begin to manipulate all of the space around your body. Expand it. Expand that space around your body, the aura. Shrink it. Just play with it and notice the various forms of energy in the space. Over your head, under your feet, in front and in back of you. And keep breathing, nice and easy, deep breaths into your fifth chakra, out of the back of your fifth chakra. And visualize your whole body right now. Again, using your third eye, envision your whole body right now. What does your physical body look like with the energetic body surrounding it? Does it seem any different? Do you want to change it? Your physical body? The energetic body? intend and initiate how you choose for your physical body to look, how you choose for it to feel, to hear, to smell, to be able to taste. As you intend a thing specifically, no matter what it is, using your mind in the sixth dimension, the idea through thought takes form and is then replicated in the third dimension, including your physical body, including your emotional body, including your mental body, including your spiritual body, which all together also can shift and change your space and aura. This meditation allows you to identify and work with your sixth dimensional energetic body, your wireless anatomy, if you will, that holds your form in place. So this is a good meditation for helping you take your space on the planet by helping you become aware of how you occupy your space on the planet. Know as well that as you are able to be aware of the energy of your own body and space, helps you to also awaken and become more aware of the energy of all things that are around you and of what you truly intend to experience in this third dimensional realm. So as you do this meditation and practice this with your physical body by literally being able to shift and be aware of your wireless anatomy that holds your form in place, you will also begin to see how you can do that with every physical object in this third dimension by going to the sixth dimension where the idea through thought brings it into this physical realm. And take one more nice, deep, and easy breath, this time from the base of your spine all the way up through the spine to the top of your head. And another deep breath from the tips of your toes, moving all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And now surround your entire body with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun, absorbing all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. And one more time, see a nice, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you, over your head, under your feet, in front and back and all around. And absorb as much of this sun as you can. Very good. This is your own purest, highest form of loving energy just for you. And I want to thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. And I'm Lynn Harrod DeVerges with Center of Light Miracles. If you'd like to find out about myself and Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org and browse through the website, our courses, our services, the recipes for the soul, the online courses, the miracle system, sign up for our newsletter, and just so much more. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.